Greetings, flesh wound horror freaks, and welcome to another late night live edition of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Flesh Wound Dan, joined by inmate 187304 himself, Todd Loya. Also joined by Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So tonight we're talking X from A24, you know, a little later because, you know, talking, I'm sure we're going to be talking a lot of dangling brains and
old. You started with dangling and I was like, we're going there already.
My mind went somewhere else.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dangling bits.
I will say not as much as I expected.
No, we'll get into that. I'm very curious to get your guys' thoughts. And Daily Ghost in the chat. Daily Ghost, I understand, made his video debut earlier. I missed that.
Pornhub?
maybe it was Pornhub. You know.
Get on you.
I don't know what his pseudonym is, but yeah, maybe you can copy from X. So, yes. X from director writer Ty West, latest from A24. And if you're unfamiliar, in 1979, a group of young filmmakers set out to make an adult film in rural Texas. But when their reclusive elderly hosts catch them in the act, the cast finds themselves fighting for their lives. We were all super excited. I mean, the trailer looked fun as hell.
Never saw a trailer.
You never did? Okay.
Nope.
Never
avoided it every time. And I'm glad I did.
Yeah. It. So A24 film. And I'm going to say, before I elaborate too much, I just want to say one thing. I think this is an A24 film that may not satisfy all like the A24 diehards.
Oh, this is, but that was my main thing. It's not really an A24 film, if by any definition. No, it's a Ty West film.
It's something like, even if you hear A24 and you're thinking like, I don't know, I don't like Midsommar or a lot of those movies, it may not matter. You might still enjoy this, but I'll elaborate more. Who wants the tag first? Can go for it.
Kruger was the most excited. I say I vote him.
Go all for right. It, Kruger.
Well, yeah, I was really hyped, not only for it being, you know, an A24 slasher film, but the fact that Kid Cudi is in this. He's one of my favorite artists out there, and every time he's acted in something, I've always really liked him. We saw him in Creepshow in the first season, too. He was in the Nazi werewolf episode. Mm-hmm. So the first thing I'll say, the cast was all fucking great. Jenna Ortega, Kid Cudi, Brittany Snow, I believe her name is, like, everybody from top to bottom was awesome. Yeah, Mia Goth. I couldn't find who the actress was that played Pearl, but she was also fucking fantastic. And Pearl, just as a character, I'm very, very happy that they already shot a prequel for this movie titled Pearl, because I'm excited to see where the more that we're going to get with her character, because she was absolutely the best thing about this movie for me. Just twisted and fucked up. If you've seen the trailers, you know.
The old lady.
Yeah, the old lady Pearl is just going to fuck some shit up, and we definitely saw that. And the movie as a whole, I don't think it met all my expectations, but I definitely did have a really good time with it. The soundtrack was awesome, and, you know, just Texas as fuck. The setting, you know, really screams Texas, and you can definitely see the Tobe Hooper influence, not only in the Texas setting, but in some other stuff that comes to play in the story.
But New Zealand, though, too.
I was just going to say that, you can't tell.
They did an awesome job. I didn't know that. I figured it was just shot in Texas, but New Zealand, wow. Mm-hmm. The story, you know, it very much was building up until, you know, towards like the third act. I do kind of wish some of the bits of action was a little bit more spaced out. And probably my biggest issue with the movie is that I wasn't a fan of a few of the ways some of our characters got taken out. I think there was a couple opportunities that were you know, miss just to have something cooler. I mean, the kills were good, but there was a couple of them that I'll talk about in spoilers that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. But as a whole, this was a lot of fun. It's not my favorite slasher of the year. Texas Chainsaw 2022 still beats it for me, but I did have a great time with it. I do think this is going to be a classic that everybody's going to be talking about for a while. And I can see a lot of just diehard slasher fans really having a great time with this. I think my expectations were so high, and I was hearing about how the kills were so hyped up that, like, I was kind of expecting maybe Studio 666 style fucking gore. And, you know, it's not to that level, but definitely still a great horror movie of this year. And I can see it making a lot of people's top 10. I don't know if it will crack mine, but yeah, I had a good time.
Right on.
Pugs, you want to go?
Go for it, Dan.
All right, sweet.
To be the turn in the punchbowl, though.
Oh, I could go then if you want.
I'm just joking. I'm not. Okay. I'm not.
I would have been shocked.
I had a lot of fun with this one. Like I said, I think that's like my pitch for the movie. It's really not an A24 movie. It's very good. I had a lot of fun with it. It pulls off the 70s style really well, and it's got that slow burn that I really liked. It's a very straightforward slasher. Like, I thought this might maybe take some crazy turns, and very kinky, but yeah, straightforward story.
We throw a lot of like shit in there. Go ahead.
I think it's very straightforward. It's not a movie there's any real risk of spoiling necessarily. It's just, other than giving away like who lives, who dies necessarily. Other than that, it's not, I don't know. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's just a fun, straightforward slasher. We do get some old person action in here,
which is kind of a spoiler, Dan.
I'm nudity. It's in the trailer. There is a lot of skin, which is rare in slashers nowadays, which is welcome because we don't get it very often.
I'm still mad we didn't get to see Jenna Ortega's tits, though.
I wasn't going to say it, but I knew that was going to happen. But I was.
Sunday is a great day.
I get the vibe she's one that's just not going to do it. I don't know why, but I just kind of get the vibe.
They all will eventually.
You've all seen mosquito bites. You're good.
Oh, you don't know what she's got going on, Pugs. Don't judge.
Okay.
You don't know. Have you seen them?
They're not big enough where I care, so it doesn't matter. She's got a nice butt, though.
They did that movie The Change Up.
I did. There were a few moments where I laughed. It's like, you want to see how hard I am?
I thought I was watching a comedy the way my theater was going.
Dude, there are some scenes I fucking outburst. Go for it.
I'm pretty sure that it was a girlfriend. She was not liking it at all. Like, I was like, oh, this poor guy, I've been there before, because they were like right behind me, and she's like, this is
then go wait in the car, you fucking bitch.
I mean, you can imagine a couple of the parts that she just thought, like, this is stupid.
He can do better.
She was annoying the shit out of me, and I could barely make out some of the stuff, but I did hear like, it's like, this is just dumb. Like every 2 seconds, like, shut the fuck up.
Should have gave her something else to do with that mouth.
It's just a good time. I had a lot of fun. I wish we had got more like this, but no, I mean, it's nothing like mind blowing or anything. I guess I could see some people wanting them to push some of the gore further, but I like the kills. I thought there were some that caught me off guard, even though they weren't necessarily, over the top.
Shout out Betty.
I think those kills that you're referring to are where I had the issue. But again, I'll go into more depth in spoilers. But Todd, what about you, man?
Well, shocker, I loved it. and I totally lost my train of thought. I kind of keep my expectations in check, so I was looking forward to it, and it delivered everything I wanted. It was a good time. I mean, you can see Ty West's style in there, so it was just a good time. Now, for those of you who have not seen it, there is an after credit sequence you need to stay for.
Very important. You didn't. Oh my god, Kruger. Very, very important.
You know, Dan didn't either, too. So
Dan, you didn't stay.
I did stay.
Yeah. Whoa, that is a first.
I almost left, but then I was like, I better.
I was rushing to fucking get home. God damn it!
It is big. So go see it again.
I thought he knew because of.
Yeah, the timing when I checked the message, I was like, "Oh, it's done."
But well, I was in the, I just answered, Black. When it's credit time, it's okay to pull the phone out.
Yeah, I do. Well,
I
me
can see Kruger's pissed.
Rightfully so, Kruger. Like, I don't want to like rub salt in the wound, but
I even fucking wait because I waited until we started. They had like the red credits with the fucking, old style camera going, and then I waited until the end of that, and I was like, "All right, there's fucking nothing." So I left.
No, always wait till all the lights go up, because even it was playing while the lights were on. So, for me, anyway. Damn, that sucks. But I'm on board with everyone here. This movie's a good time. I fucking love Ty West. This is not my favorite Ty West movie. Shout out to The Sacrament. Jim Jones, big fan. Drink the Flavorade. But this one's up there, maybe third. In the Valley of Violence, that's the shit too. That's a Western though. But this movie, I don't think it's as straightforward as everyone says, because it's like giving you, I don't want to ruin anything, but they're throwing different style of kills. Like, sure, like straightforward as in people die, but like there's some extravagant things. I was like, there's no way they're going to do that. But why would they set that up if they weren't? So that was kind of fun. There's a lot of things around the house that are very important to the stinger at the end, and kind of, I don't want to ruin that. Good time. Very fun. You can see this is a Ty West all over, paying tribute to Toby Hooper, paying tribute to fucking, no, that's a spoiler. He did an outstanding job. I'm with you guys also with, I think there should have been a little more nudity, but we do get some swinging dong, and that's kind of fun. So that was rare.
The ladies,
or some people.
There's a pretty good bit of nudity. True.
No, there is, but I expected more if they're making a pornographic film. But
I get that. But anything nowadays,
if Dan's defending that there was a plenty nudity, that's like something.
Yeah. By 2022 standards. Yeah, there wasn't. It wasn't. I going into it, I'm just thinking like, oh, okay, any nudity here is just going to be, the brains. But
honest with you guys, I expected a little more because I love Ty West so much, and I was sitting at a firm number for a little bit, but that thing at the end kind of bumped it up because now I'm really fucking, I'm excited. I'm all about it. Let's go.
It was a very welcome movie for me right now. And I was hoping it wasn't what I expected. I really thought that this was just going to go all over the map. And I don't mean to imply that there's nothing to it or anything. I'm just saying A24, you know what I mean? Like I thought they were going to just go, really wild with it. And
I like the structure of the film, how they start. I don't want to ruin it, but how they start and then how you move forward from there. I'm always a fan of that style, and I can thank Seven for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hope this does well. I'd like to see more movies like this on the big screen, because we just don't get a lot.
I just like to see more movies like this, big screen or not.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'm very curious to see the reviews in the community for this one in particular, because I can see those A24 diehards, which I consider myself one, that
Todd
may not, you know, embrace it, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. I love Maya Goth. I thought she was really good in this. I don't know if there's any cure for wellness fans. She's got a habit of being in some movies that nobody really goes to see, sadly.
She was definitely the hottest one.
I would agree with that.
I would go Brittany Snow, but that's just, I like snow bunnies.
Fair enough.
There you go. I can see that, but I think Maya's got, I don't know, a unique quality to her. But
all right. Well,
yeah, we're going to talk more about it in spoilers, but yeah.
Kruger, so I'm going to make you feel better in spoilers, because once it hits, let me go first and I will tell you why.
All right. Sounds good. All right. I'll just start it out. I was tossed up between a 4 and a 4.5. I'm going to go with a 4 out of 5 for now, but there's probably some room to grow.
Right, I'm a 4. I think it's a blast, and I think you should all check it out.
Right on. I am also a 4 out of 5. Todd?
Wow. I'm a 5. I loved it. This is probably my favorite Ty West film. I need to revisit a few of them, but as of this moment, loved it.
Right, it's one I think it's fair to say, if you think it's cool from the trailer, you're going to like it.
It touched your Texas Chainsaw heart, Todd. I understand completely.
It touches something else a lot more, but we got to get past fucking spoilers for me to talk about it.
All right, should I just hit that spoiler wall?
Let's do it. Yeah,
fucking do it.
Let's do it.
All right.
Pugs. So, Kruger, you mentioned the Lady Pearl, right? And they already shot the movie for it. We got a stinger. It's pretty much the trailer for that movie, and it looks fucking awesome. So, you already know what it was. You just didn't get to see it. So, I hope that makes you feel a little better.
Wait.
The prequel? That they shot? They showed pretty much a trailer for it as the stinger. Fuck. Nice. And it looks fucking awesome. Yeah. Imagine a young couple doing what they did. And
nice.
Yeah, good shit. Yeah. So hopefully that makes you feel a little better. And I'm pretty sure they'll release that footage by next week. So.
Yeah, no, I was just, yeah, I had a feeling there was definitely going to be a fucking.
I didn't even know they shot that. I didn't know they made a prequel.
Yeah. They announced it. I think it was at whenever this movie got screened last week, and they said that they had already shot it, and it's titled Pearl. So
yeah,
definitely excited for that, because Pearl is a fucking pervy little bitch, isn't she? Like,
I wanted her to hang out with Deborah Logan.
The scene where she was like
caressing,
rubbing up Maya Goth. That's when I could tell, like, that the chick behind me was like, I just wanted to leave. Like, I felt so bad. I was there with
women aren't like this.
She thought it was so disgusting. Yeah,
whatever. She was hot as fuck. Turned on as fuck. She's like, you got to come put it in my. Never mind.
So even more
I think the Jenny Ortega stuff for her hit too close to home when she decided to participate.
Dude, love that.
By the way. Yeah, fuck that bitch. Like, if I was that guy, I would have left. Like, see, fuck.
I was with the dude. I was with her. We all know why we're here. I also wanted to be industry at some point, so it didn't matter.
I would have said, I would have said, go ahead and suck Kid Cudi's big black cock. I'm the fuck out.
But here's the thing, though. Like, they weren't going in to participate, so I would say that guy is perfectly justified being.
Yeah,
angry.
For sure.
I'm with her. Being this is your industry.
That's bullshit.
That's a conversation you have. Just because you're a porn director doesn't mean that your fucking girlfriend gets to fuck all the porn stars either.
But yeah, you don't have to say no. You can say I'm uncomfortable with you doing it and let that weigh on.
What happened to Messiah, motherfucker?
I stand down.
I did that the wrong way, but
I didn't see the big deal.
I'm with you. If his D game was stronger, it wouldn't have been an issue.
this is true.
I don't feel there's anybody in this room.
This dude crying in the shower.
Dude, Dude, what was up with Kid Cudi's Mandingo dick too? Like that motherfucker, like that it was fucking massive. That was definitely not his cock.
That was a Boogie Nights Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, I think he wanted to a Marky Mark.
Those shorts that he was wearing after would not have covered that thing.
Like, I love you, Kid Cudi, but you're not that well endowed. Come on.
And three scenes in a day. They should have
had Jenny Ortega, like, just limping the whole time.
Dude, that guy's a little old for three scenes in one fucking day. Like, that last shot's going to be pretty much clear. Oh, the fucking baby batter wipe? That was hilarious.
Yeah.
Is that when the girls started acting up?
Some lady in front of me went, ew. And we're all like, yeah, you haven't been there, right? Fucking dumb bitch.
Yeah.
But I don't think one of you would be cool with that at all.
I just said
what, the cum rag? Fuck no.
No. The your girlfriend and you're just there to shoot it. And yeah. She's like, yeah, I want it. And then having that conversation in front of a crew, you would be fine with a girlfriend just like getting railed, like without it's talking.
A job.
I mean, nothing wrong with that.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying that's kind of shitty of her to just. It was
definitely shitty to fucking make that conversation in front of everybody, and then
I'll give you that,
and then pull the same line that he gave her earlier.
I love
like,
that.
Motherfucker, I'm not sticking my dick in these fucking chicks' vagina. You're fucking wanting to go get dick down by Cudi. Like, come on.
Would it have been okay if she wanted to do the scene with her boyfriend?
Yes, absolutely. That's different.
I thought she was going to go with one of the girls, but I'm okay across the board.
I was like, yeah, I thought it maybe the girls too.
All right, maybe if it was one of the girls, I wouldn't have.
If they really wanted to go crazy with it, all right, Cudi, bend over.
But one thing I wanted to say, though, everybody's talking about Texas Chainsaw with this. I got a lot of Eden Alive vibes in this motherfucker, too.
Okay.
Big time with that motherfucking alligator in the back. Hell yeah. Which, by the way, was fucking awesome. I was really happy somebody got eaten by that alligator.
I was concerned. I'm like, you introduced that fucking thing. It better get used.
Yeah, no.
Because also, when she made it back to the dock, I'm like, that dude can fucking outrun you wherever you are. You're not safe. But it was rad.
Yeah, no, that was really good. The one, my issue, mainly, probably more so than, like, Jenny Ortega, I was okay with her kill because it was kind of out of nowhere. But the way Kid Cudi got fucking taken out, I was like, he's a Marine and he just got shot point blank like that. I would have at least preferred maybe a little bit of a struggle, or maybe he could have been the alligator kill when he was going to pick up the fucking thing looking for the old man. I just wanted him. That's my boy. And he got taken out like a punk ass motherfucker. So
see, here's the thing.
I was okay with it. He's the biggest threat.
I don't think it would have been believable for him to have any kind of struggle where he didn't overtake the old guy or that.
No, but I'm not really talking about
Ric Flair helicopter decap. That would have been
that's how he defends himself.
No, I mean, you could. I'm not really saying more of a struggle, but like an off-screen gunshot wound. I mean, he could have blew his fucking head off. I mean, if I would have saw his head fucking go splat everywhere with his tongue flapping out, I would have been a lot happier.
We would have had two headshots, and then it would have been like, well, why'd they do it again? So we're screwed either
way. You could be more creative than that, god damn it. Is that so much to fucking ask?
You're just mad he went out like a bitch.
I am.
I know. It's okay.
Maybe there's an uncut version. You never know.
Did everybody else laugh their ass off when Pearl, I was going to say Deborah Logan, when Pearl fucking, after the shotgun thing, she just flew off the thing and broke her hip. Like, homeboy was concerned about the whole time.
I thought that end with the truck and everything.
That was the best kill in the movie for sure.
That was cool.
Yeah.
the way the top of her skull fucking just fucked like
rat.
Pops over. Yeah.
And I think the humor was just right, because you're always at a danger of getting a little too stupid, and I don't think this one did. I thought the humor
again, my theater, perfect. I thought I was watching a comedy. They laughed at everything, which didn't bother me. Although, okay, we're talking about homages, we also have to talk about that head crushing, which was damn near shot for shot Toxic Avenger.
Yeah, I was 100% Toxic Avenger.
So
not as cool though.
No, I at least got some trauma film.
When Jenny Ortega, I forgot, what's the old guy's name? Ben or something?
No, Harold or Howard? Howard.
Howard, yeah, okay.
It takes me a while to get
carried. Yeah, when he fucking just beat the shit out of her hand through the door, I was like, that's cool. I don't really see that often. And like just broken.
Yeah,
her
bones fucking hanging out. Yeah, that was nice.
That was awesome.
I mean, there was definitely some moments. That one kill, man. Just if I would have had that little bit more of gore, I would have been like, all right, five.
when the old couple starts fucking, now that was the one time the girl made me laugh. She's like, seriously? Like, when you get that aerial shot of the dude like just pumping away.
Yeah.
With her underneath the bed. That was fucking hysterical. Oh, and then the fucking heart attack. I almost died myself laughing.
Pearl fucked him to death. I'm blaming that on Pearl.
I should bump my rating up a little bit. This movie's actually really good.
I was hoping that it would have been like during the sex though, and that's why Pearl couldn't like get to somebody. That would have been kind of funny too.
When what's with the teeth? I hope we get that. I could like that was weird because he had yellowing eyes, which could come from old age. I'm like, are you part of crocodiles? Like, is that where we're going? But now they kept it pretty straightforward.
Dude, if he would have turned into a crocodile man, that would have been.
Yeah, I thought like something was gonna go like really heavily
supernatural.
Yeah. I thought like, that shot where Cuddy just like comes to the door with the old man and it's like just like fucking just like, dude, put shorts on. Like, what are you doing?
Also, it's not that far from the 60s. Like, how did you not say one racial slur? That was the most unbelievable thing in the whole movie.
I was
perverts, not racists.
The old man, I was expecting as soon as he saw Cuddy, he was gonna. You know, drop an N-word or something.
Or the colored boy. Yeah, what's that guy doing here? Something like that.
Wouldn't it have been more shocking if he just took the shotgun and just blew his dick off?
See, that would have been cooler. And, like, they kind of set it up. I would have been down to see, like, this giant penis just get shot, fucking go flying. That would have been awesome.
Maybe there was an uncut version and they didn't want – the MPAA didn't want to – dick shot.
Dude, there was a moment when Pearl was stabbing the shit out of that pussy director. I'm like, fucking just use that as a dildo and ride it. Let's go.
That would have been Brad.
Yeah, but there was a lot implied with the one Jenny Ortega's boyfriend, you know, like strapped up and everything.
That wasn't the boyfriend.
Yeah, it wasn't. Okay.
No. Because the boyfriend was still out by the car. Kid Cudi's drinking the milk out of the carton. You see missing people on there, and one of them was him.
I noticed that. Okay.
Yeah, that was a dude that was hanging. At first, I
did think it was him too hanging, but then I was like, no, he's still outside.
Yeah.
Also, and Dan, I actually thought you were gonna have a problem with like these old people moving these heavy bodies. I'm not that heavy, but like I thought you would have an issue with that.
Yeah, I mean. Not to rewind, but you had mentioned the racist angle. I'm kind of glad they didn't do that. I feel like we've gotten a lot of like racist villains recently where I was like, no, they're just perverts. They just want to smash. Pearl just wants to smash.
The colored guy, you need to add more money on this. He's going to steal things. That's pretty much what happened in real life.
Oh, that's fucked up.
It's 1979. Come on.
Go ahead and say it.
Pugs is black, so he can make that joke.
And I've been accused of stealing.
It happens on the ground, too. No one's brought up the swerve at the end.
The what?
Oh, yeah, the cult swerve. Yeah.
Cult swerve.
Religion swerve. Well, yeah, you're right, cult swerve.
Oh, her being the daughter?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say cold.
Dude, for a second there, I thought that old dude was Robert England because they had like a similar lower half. I was like, is that fucking Robert England? And it wasn't. So I was a little disappointed.
That would have fit into the Toby Hooper feel. Eaten alive.
Eaten alive.
Yeah, they really would have. That would have been two on the nose, maybe.
Nah, dude, fucking two on the nose for Robert England? Go ahead.
I'm not gonna complain. Yeah.
That would have been that would be a really good spot for Robert Englund for sure.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe a little too 2001 Maniacs, but I'd love to see it. Or Bill. Fuck, for that matter. Bill.
Get them both.
Yeah.
Righteous Gemstones, that shit.
Yeah, I hope this does well at the box office. I'm quite shocked that they just automatically made a second one.
Ty West knows how to balance a budget. So.
Yeah. No, hey, it's awesome. I just hope this does well enough that we don't get like another. I'm not saying it's not the level of Hellfest, because it's not, but there's something that's just ignored like that, which is a shame.
There was a lot more people in my theater that saw this more so than everything but Scream I've seen this year.
Yeah, it was a lot. There was a lot there. Yeah. Dan, don't you normally have an issue though when with prequels? Because like, I know where it ends. So is no, that the for?
Well, oh, that's okay. Always.
Do you have an issue with it then?
No. I mean, this is not super complex stuff, so I think it'll still be fun. I mean, yeah, there's always an issue with the prequel. I mean, there is always that issue that, okay, I know nothing's happening to this person and this person.
I hope that this prequel is the Texas Chainsaw, the beginning for, like, you know, this property.
That's exactly what I don't want, because it's always like you got to hit this point and this point and this point. That's
not. I'm not saying that so much as that. I'm saying up the brutality, and you know, I'll probably end up liking it better and see where everything's coming from. Right. I'm just curious. So you said it's going to be young Pearl?
Yeah. Nice. We're going to see her grow up, or at least that's what it looked like. Because like there was scenes of her and him like doing the dance that she did, but like she was actually pretty during that time. Him in the war, some dude with a fucked and like. His face is like kind of ripped open, and you can see his teeth. That looked pretty fucking cool.
So it's going to cover over like a long period of time.
I think so.
1913,
1918, I think it was.
Okay,
we're gonna get to see like OG like swinger parties and shit like that. I think this one, the prequel will be even dirtier.
It kind of had that what's that trilogy that just came out 1964? Like the fuck. Oh, the Netflix
Fear,
one.
Fear Street?
Fear Street, yeah. It kind of had like that vibe.
Okay.
Yeah, that one looks a lot. Yeah, I get that.
I think it's going to be awesome. Can't wait.
Is it the same actress playing Pearl?
I think so. Yeah. She was in makeup, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming. Yeah, yeah.
The old guy was, too.
Yeah, I know he was, but like... But
he wasn't aged up like I think Pearl was.
Yeah, the old guy's pretty old.
Yeah,
from what I saw.
Let's see. Howard was the name again.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, well, the guy's like 60 or 62.
Yeah, and Pearl's not listed.
Yeah, she's not listed on there.
That's strange.
That should probably be listed after.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. Like, I didn't think to pay attention watching the credits.
Yeah,
I think she was definitely a younger, much younger woman.
By tomorrow,
it'll probably be. I think it's not. Because I think when they do the flashback, she looks like Mia Goth, because she kept saying, like, did Mia Goth play two roles?
I totally thought Mia Goth was
Pearl. It's saying Mia Goth is Pearl, but
you know what? Now that you say that, I remember there being a slash on her name. One name / another name, but I wasn't paying attention. Well, so you're right.
She disappeared into that makeup. That didn't even draw me to right now, and then the Pearl trailer.
Fucking shit.
Yeah. Good job, Dan.
No, that's interesting. Yeah, she did disappear into that. Mia's really good, but the more I see her in, like, I'm like, oh, okay, she's diverse.
This is her first starring role, right? Like, this is her first movie where it's all around her. Well, if she's Pearl, dude.
I mean, this was definitely, I mean, shit, that's really cool. I knew she was much younger. I'm kind of curious. I'm not, obviously, I'm assuming the actor, Stephen Ur, who played Howard, a little too old to play him in a prequel.
No, he didn't look like him.
Yeah.
But she kept repeating, like, oh, I used to be like this. And like, then he asked about the blonde, and she's like, I don't like blondes. Or something. So maybe she'll steal a soul.
Who knows? Which also explains why she was so focused on her because she looked like her.
I was like body swap. Yeah, I that's kind of like what I was thinking at the very beginning.
I was a little mad I didn't get to see. I mean, granted, it would have been too on the nose, but I was hoping we would have saw Pearl Skinner face or something, or like just a full body, a full body suit.
Yeah,
Skinner style.
Only if
she could have did Cuddy. Right,
I'm gonna rock the fro today. That's why you didn't shoot him in the face.
Oh shit!
I'm gonna be a bro.
You got Howard like walking around with the Cuddy's dick sewed on. That would have been funny.
And the fro, man, saying jive turkey and shit.
Yeah. So I hope everybody really enjoys this one. I think it's a really good time. I have to see Uma next. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, I plan on seeing that Monday, I think.
I've got it booked tomorrow, but I don't know if I'm going to make it tomorrow yet.
It came out today also.
And it's only got like I don't think it's going to be around for very long.
So. Is it horror or is it something else?
That's horror. Yeah, Sandra Oh, horror movie. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's opening small because it's only at one of my three theaters. So it's only at my art house. Well, the one that gets everything, the 30 theater. So I don't know if they're just doing a small run or they're going to add screens, but it is under the Thrills and Chills banner. So
we do have somebody else in the chat. Jay the Stingray just got out of X. What did you think, Jay? You have to let us know. I think I know, but
yeah. What do you think?
I think Jay loved it.
Titties.
Old titties too, yeah.
Hey, well, you got to see Jenny Ortega's titties now, kind of. I'm changing. Stupid.
I was trying to
wrap those around that one.
It's late. We'll give you.
I am exhausted as fuck.
Sunday fun day, though.
Knowing that it's Maya Goff and old woman makeup,
that makes you harder.
Everybody okay to get a boner now from it?
If that makes you comfortable, Dan, go for it.
Yeah. If you're in the grin porn, I mean, we don't need to
ever. Hey, no kink shame here.
Dude, you go ahead and you get gummed. That Velveteen rub down must feel fantastic. Especially with all that experience.
You have any floppy tits are best.
They should have just had like Maya Goff when she was waking up. It's like, what? Do I smell Bengay?
It smells like fucking mothballs in here.
All right, do I have spoilers left or should I pull it?
I think we're just going to pretty much make like some dick jokes and shit now. So that's all good.
So different than any other show?
No different than any other show. Yeah, now I'm disappointed. Cuddy should have decapped somebody with the dick.
No, I just wanted to beat somebody. Give her a black eye.
In the eye, Serbian film style.
You could have had Ric Flair totally play Howard. Holy shit, would he have been.
Look, I love Ric Flair, but I don't want him on set. I need to get my shots. He's over here dancing and booing. Shit, we already dropped the spoiler thing. But you mentioned a dick in the eye. There was a kill in there that could have used that too. the double tapping, making sure.
That was cool, but I wasn't really like the eye being the kill. I was like, that was one I forgot about. That was one I was like, I wish, you know, we've seen this done 1,000 times before. I would have preferred, but the double tap did make it better.
I like that the eye flopped out. That was fun.
Yeah, there were some good shots too. Pearl just standing at it, looking into the window and everything. I thought it was so good. Yeah, Maya Goff, let's totally claim her for the horror genre now. I want to just see her over and over
again. Jenny Ortega, this is her second wind under her belt, too.
Yeah.
Third.
She was good in this. I don't know.
Well, okay. This screen
Studio 666.
Oh, that's right. She had a time. She had a little part in that. I forgot.
A really big, like a fucking
she's
awesome
Insidious.
Part.
She's in Insidious, too.
Yeah.
Oh, duh.
She was like a... She was, yeah, there was some older stuff you may not want to
get. She's definitely getting to the point, though, where, like, I'm really looking forward to when I see that she's in a movie. Yeah. Like, that Scream, when she, you know, in the basement. I mean, we see it in the trailer, the scream that she has in the trailer. Fucking phenomenal. God damn. She's got a pair of lungs on her.
I know Todd twitched.
Me too.
Now tell me no.
They should have gotten a couple, like, well, I guess there's really not a spot for them, but I was going to say, like, get like a Nina Hartley, although she's 80s, but get some like golden era stars. In there. Get some golden era stars. In
well,
there.
Maybe they could have got Randy West for the lead.
Well, he's against it now. No, that's Randy Spears. My bad.
Spears, yeah.
What was I saying?
There's a lot turning against the industry. Oh,
this was just
they don't want to get
the beginning of the at home thing. That's what they're doing. Oh, the fucking cop. Didn't he look like a relative of the dude from Halloween 2018 and Halloween Kills?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm like, well, this case isn't getting solved.
it was one town over.
The only thing I'll say that would make this movie absolutely like 100% better is if Betty White was Pearl. Rest in peace.
That's your sister.
Again, one time watch, but did I hear when I don't want to spoil it too much, but did I during one of the sex scenes, did I actually hear like pound my pussy or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it wasn't during the sex scene. It was when she was telling Kid Cudi she was faking it.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. No, I meant.
It was a lot of just fuck me, Howards.
I thought I kind of heard it too.
I was
a little disturbed about what was going on, so I wasn't paying attention to everyone.
I will say,
did you see it alone, Kruger, or did you?
No, I saw it with my mother and my fiance.
What did they think?
They liked it.
Okay.
They're not
prudes like that bitch in front of you.
I was going to say, they're not fucking prudes.
I will say the biggest reaction for any of the, I'll say, kills or violence was the nail spot.
Yeah, that's simple, but it always gets you.
Yeah. Because that one's easier to relating to than your face getting smashed.
When he put his foot in the dirt again, I was like, what are you doing? Just sit there and wait for help. You're going to get infected. There's fucking cow shit everywhere.
Jay the Stingray just asked,
did you guys say Mia Goth played Pearl? Yes, we did.
Yeah.
We all came to a realization on the fucking air.
Yeah, watching it, I didn't know. I knew that that was a younger woman,
which is awesome because I don't want to notice shit like that.
Yeah, practical effects. I mean,
yeah,
and it was, and she's always shot in the dark so they can hide the seams. Yeah, get Ty West.
It was 70s porn. There should have been a thumb in the butt scene because that was kind of a
thing. We didn't get that in
IR stuff. Is a little weird at that point, dude. So
I was surprised we didn't get more hair. We didn't get really any frontal though. So
no,
you do in that long shot of her
in the water.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not complaining though. I don't like that shit.
He mentally prepared for a lot of hair.
Yeah, I did. I mean, what was it? Fuck. I think Giallo in Venice, I think, has like...
Yeah, they had Kid Cudi's fro down there.
Oh, no, actually, the worst was fucking... What was it? Please Don't Eat My Mother or whatever
I love that movie.
That's something weird.
Dude. That was like some straight up, like probably 6-inch pubes. Like, that was fucked up.
Now, if you want to hear all about this, go listen to our something weird special.
Anytime Dan picks the movies, it's a good time. So, yes,
it's false as fuck.
Yeah, Dan's not allowed to pick 12 Days of Slashers anymore after the year before last.
Motherfucker,
I want. Well, it's not going to make sense with the prequel now, really, but shit, do a sequel too. You can do another sequel somehow. I don't know. Come up with something, but Annie Sprinkles you could put in there. So get some old timers.
Just go watch Porn Shoe Massacre and be happy.
Oh, that's got, Shelley Martinez.
We know. Dan has you, the finger.
Yeah, I know, and you know her, so you've got to like, you got to hook me up.
I met her, and yeah, half of her popped out during her match with Sage, but
she looks better on TV.
Oh, I've seen her. She looks
crazy. You haven't seen her before she gets all done up, motherfucker.
Well, I'm going to – all right. Shelly Martinez.
All the wrestlers that you love, I've seen at their absolute worst, okay?
I've got to
you're breaking Dan's heart. Listen, you can't even talk.
I don't care. Like, you think I'm going to say no? It's Shelly Martinez. Google Shelly Martinez, guys. Yeah, I get it. They're made up, but still.
Just don't Google her wrestling, bro.
No, she's not a good wrestler, but she's a great ballet.
Just watch Porn Shoot Massacre. You know, now I want to rewatch that.
Porn Shoot Massacre is a good.
Oh, have you ever seen it, Burger?
No.
It also has Darcy the Mail Girl.
Oh, about that.
Darcy over Shelly Martinez, though.
Yeah.
Oh, no way. No way. I think I'm going to win that one.
You asked us our opinion. That's our opinion.
But is it your opinion because she's Darcy the Mail Girl?
No, it's my opinion because I find her way more attractive.
I'm not like diehard on that show like a lot of people. I watch it and I like Joe Bob. But yeah, that's not going to sway me.
Okay, no. we're gonna do a community. Anybody in the chat that wants to, or if you're not watching live, do it in the.
That's stupid.
I want to win this bet,
and we're not going to show.
Wait, we're not. Andy, you asked for a fucking opinion, you weirdo.
Andy Phantom.
Dan also thinks his hat looks cool, so we should just. You're right, Dan.
I am. Darren brings up Sika, and I'm going to say no. Sika's a bitch, and I've met Sika, and she is a bitch. So.
Wow, how rude.
I'm just going to say her.
Sika's a bitch. Degrading woman again.
Flesh and Gore does Sika, not agree with Dan's bad experience with Sika.
There's other people with bad experiences with Sika.
I got no dog to fight. Fuck her. Team Darcy.
I'm
not going to read Big T's, but we'll just move on. Kruger will agree, probably.
Where is it?
Okay.
Not popping up for me.
Oh, what was it?
Dude, you are so fucking right. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to read it. So it could probably get me into some heat, and I'm still friends with some wrestlers.
Yeah,
where the fuck was it?
We'll tell you off here.
Yeah, you're right, bro.
But you know, I won't go there.
Very sweet woman. That's I'll say something nice about her. Very sweet woman.
It was funny because she used to be at Santino's every week. I was like, I'm gonna bring my porch mask.
She was at Santino's every week.
Shelly?
Yeah.
Yeah, she wrestled there for like how the fuck it was like she had like an 8-week stretch.
How'd she never get better? God damn.
I think the first Sage match I saw was with her.
Just saw the comment.
Yeah.
Brib.
Yeah. Shelly's titty was out the whole match.
Yeah, that happened at Freak Show too, actually.
She gets chipped. The whole match was her trying to put it away. And yes, dude, Dan, it's on YouTube if you want to find it.
Dude, Freak Show is notorious for that shit because like some of the certain like get-ups, like people would be holding their tits while they're bumping and shit.
But, okay, well, Inti Fandom just made a request, and that will happen as soon as I have to make Ozzy watch that. Okay, Indie Phantom wants a Superman 3 watch-along. Okay, here's the thing. Ozzy said he'll only do it if it's requested. So I want him involved in that. So you need to, on the next farce, comment that we want a Superman 3 watch-along.
Screenshot this and send it to Ozzy. Hey, dude, you're called out.
Yeah.
I think at this point we need... Well, there's not a lot with Shelly, but we could do a Diana Prince watch along, aka Darcy.
Yeah. I don't want to do that with you guys around.
But we'll We'll let you look over the footage first.
All right. As long as you give me a couple hours beforehand to preview it, I think we'll do okay.
Yeah. I'm going to be a gentleman too, because I do have comments.
She's also the host of that the sequel 35 years in the making. Dan's always wanted the sequel to Famous TNA 2. Starring Diana Prince, Darcy the Mail Girl.
Is she credited as... she's got to use Darcy now, I take it, right? Not Diana.
I think sure. She still uses her Diana.
Yeah, it's good, you know, it's like a wrestling thing. She has her... Joe Bob probably owns the name.
Fair enough, yeah.
I'm looking it up right now while I'm doing it. What name it's under.
You know Joe Bob's got to have the entire Diana Prince catalog.
Oh, fuck, dude. He has it every fucking convention.
Oh, man.
Fucking firsthand experiences. There's no way they haven't at least a few times. I'm not buying that.
She might put poor Joe Bob in the grave at this point, though.
Like fucking Howard.
It says Diana Prince, and I know this is going to... But I also see certain things up to date too.
Linda Carter.
Episode 4.
She stopped shooting adult movies though. Like, it's been a couple years, right? At least. I'm not a huge fan.
Does she have OnlyFans?
She has to.
I think she just has one for the last drive in. She puts like
the old Monster Vision stuff up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and plus, I mean, you can see her tits on Twitter. She posts them all the time.
Yeah, she posts all the time. Yeah, not all the time, but she does. The Leatherface one, 5 stars. And that's probably why she beat Shelly Martinez. Leatherface over fake vampire.
Dude, please, guys, weigh in. Google Shelly and her weigh in.
Google Shelly 2020.
Yeah.
Dan, this is also the man who thinks Fruza Bulk is still a piece.
Fruza Bulk is a goddess. Fuck you, Todd.
Rest in peace. Anything else about X?
You got about like half hour.
Pugs, tell me the next Big T comment.
I have it up, and I think that's hilarious. Big T, you're like my new favorite person, so comment all that shit all you want.
Hey, I'm not saying anything about ring skills. She is not a wrestler. I don't know why she really even bothers, because she, you know. Most of you, by the way, know her probably as Ariel in WWE.
No one knows her as Ariel for
the... Kevin Thorne, the vampire, the hot vampire.
Yeah, but she was there for what, 2 years tops?
Yeah, it wasn't very long.
No one remembers ECW.
I was a big Kevin Thorne fan, so
yeah.
I love that motherfucker.
He's no Mordecai, but oh wait.
I liked Mordecai too. Dude, you can't tell me if Mordecai would have been built properly, him versus Undertaker wouldn't have been badass. It would have been sick as fuck. Granted, I can't remember if it was Abyss or Red Rum that was supposed to be in that slot, but there was another monster gimmick that was supposed to be in that spot, and then Mordecai just fucking flopped.
Abyss had an offer. I don't know that he was supposed to be Mordecai, but
no, Mordecai was made because the monster that they were trying to get fell through. I'm almost positive it was Johnny Stamboli, aka Red Rum, aka Relic.
Yeah, there were a lot of random. Undertaker was supposed to have a feud with Amish Roadkill. Of all a rebooted Amish Roadkill from developmental at one point, there was all sorts of Undertaker was just going to get any monster that they could bring in, Abyss was just nervous, like he just thought he might go to WWE and lose all his momentum, but yeah, at one point Abyss was going to be coming in.
We came from a horror movie, porno to pro wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Or base pro wrestling, at least, right?
Yeah. At least we're on brand a little bit.
Right.
God.
Then, you know what? I just thought of a gimmick for SCS. We should do our top 10 horror gimmicks in wrestling.
Oh, you could do that. You know what I thought you were going to say is a women of wrestling ranking.
No, because that's just
on looks.
Show. On looks, yeah, yeah,
yeah. That
glow. Yeah. Anything else about X?
No. Okay. Yeah.
Bugs, I think we're long done on X.
Yeah. Let's get the fuck out of here. Go pimp our shit and get. Let's go.
Yes. Be sure to listen to Wednesday's show as well. Last night, a lot of fun, a lot of good reviews, and we've got some more horror content, but we are also coming up on our Oscar content very soon, so you'll
which
also
will be our 700th episode.
Oh, really? Yes,
700th. Okay, sweet. Man. So check that out. Lots of great content. Patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures, where you can make us watch stuff. You're gonna
better make Ozzy watch Superman.
Andy Phantom. I'm sorry, the theaters are still closed. I hope you get to see the Batman and X soon. That'd be fucking rad for you.
Yeah, I'd be curious if X, how X would play down there. Actually, it's interesting.
Indeed, Flesh. I'll just throw this out because I don't think it's been said. Flesh Wound Farce is live this Monday, so that's a perfect one to make Ozzy do it. So let's flood that show with just Superman 3. It's the commentary.
Sounds good.
I want Ozzy to watch Trauma.
I do too, man.
Me too.
We're trying to. We got to ease him in.
You got to disguise it as something.
But yeah.
Then he may just leave.
No, he's got to watch the whole thing, though.
Dan's going to put him in the locker. Right, Dan?
On that note, let's get the fuck out of here.
Please.
I'll call Ozzy out at a Hellbound.
All right, let's shit in the hat and get the hell out of here. Good night.
Good night. Hoorah.
Kruger? Stay sick, motherfuckers.
I'll see you in Disneyland.